Otherwise, if you cannot do this and wish to enter a womb, or find you have to enter one, there is an instruction for choosing an impure samsaric womb entrance, so listen. As before, look at the continent you are going to choose with supernatural perception, and enter a place where Dharma flourishes. If you are going to be spontaneously born in a filthy dung heap, you will perceive that fetid mass as sweet-smelling, and you will feel attracted to it and be born there. So whatever appears, do not trust it, but put an end to the signs of desire and hatred and choose a womb entrance. Again, it is very important to concentrate like this. I will be born as a universal emperor for the good of all sentient beings, or as a brahmana, like a great sala tree, or as the son of a siddha, or in a family of a pure lineage of dharma, or in a family where the father and mother have faith, and taking a body with merits which can benefit all sentient beings, I will do good. Concentrating on this thought, the womb should be entered. At this time, you should bless the womb you are entering as a palace of the gods, and supplicate the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the Ten Directions, and the Yidams, especially the Lord of Great Compassion, and enter the womb with the longing of a request for transmission. It is possible to make a mistake in choosing the entrance of a womb like this, by seeing a good womb entrance as bad or a bad one as good, under the influence of karma. So now again, the essential point of the instruction is very important. So do this. Even if a womb entrance appears good, do not trust it. And even if it appears bad, do not feel dislike for it. The true, profound, essential secret is to enter into the supreme state of equilibrium in which there is no good or bad, acceptance or rejection, passion or aggression. But, except for the few who are experienced in this, it is hard to get rid of the disease of bad unconscious tendencies. So to prevent him taking refuge among sinners of the poorest capacities, the lowest of the low, like beasts, if he cannot cut off passion and aggression in this way, one should call the dead person again by name and say these words. O child of noble family, if you do not know how to choose a womb entrance and cannot get rid of passion and aggression, whatever of the above experiences may arise, call on the name of the three jewels and take refuge in them. Supplicate the Lord of Great Compassion. Go on with your head held high. Give up attachment and yearning for the relatives and friends, sons and daughters you have left behind. They cannot help you. Enter now into the blue light of human beings or the white light of the gods. Enter the jeweled palaces and the pleasure gardens. This should be repeated up to 7 times. Then one should supplicate the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and read the Bardo prayer which protects from fear, the main verses of the Bardo, and deliverance from the dangerous pathway of the Bardo up to 7 times. Then one should read the liberation through wearing which spontaneously liberates the skandhas and the daily practice which spontaneously liberates the unconscious tendencies clearly and distinctly.